with BookBeat out on Swaim. When William Least Heat Moon first visited Chase County in the Flint Hills of Kansas, he entered a place that seemed trapped in the 19th century.
This community, this area, seemed to exist almost in a kind of time warp.
A map of Cottonwood Falls, the county seat, drawn in the 1870s, shows the town has hardly changed.
The population today is almost the same as it was in 1873.
About 3,000 countywide. William Least Heat Moon, acclaimed for his book about the back roads of America, Blue Highways, has come up with an exploration that focuses microscopically on this one area of eastern Kansas. It's called Prairie Earth.
Prairie Earth really is not just about Kansas any more than, if I can say this, that William Faulkner's Mississippi novels are not just about Mississippi. Yoctopatawpha County becomes a kind of metaphor for the South and indeed really much of America.
For Prairie Earth, William Least Heat Moon got out of his car and traveled virtually every mile of Chase County, Kansas, on foot.
I came across this notion of the grid using the 12 U.S. Geological Survey maps that mark the county.
As he walked the grids, he encountered the people, the abandoned towns, the flora, the weathers.
Prairie Earth is an attempt to travel within the land as well as across the surface of it, to move in its time.
William Least Heat Moon's stunning portrait of Mid-America is Prairie Earth, published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I became known around the county after a while as that book writer.
That's William Least Heat Moon. To the people of Chase County, Kansas, Heat Moon was always the outsider who asked questions, who wandered on foot across the prairie, who stood on the rolling hills.
You have the sense when you're on a hill that you're standing in the sky itself, that the top of your head is actually thrusting into the sky.
It's a place of tall prairie grass, which sometimes grows as high as 10 feet, almost extinct in America.
It's a landform that ran from places in Ohio all the way to nearly halfway across Kansas.
William Least Heat Moon explored this isolated area of America over an eight-year period.
There were nights when everything was closed up. I'd be in the field all day, come in after dark, and would end up with a meal of pickled turkey gizzards at Darla's bar.
The people of Chase County, Kansas, have few amenities.
They have to go leave the county to buy most things that they need. If they need an automobile, if they need a new pair of spectacles, if they want the latest novel, they've got to leave the county to find those.
The weather is a preoccupation. Tornadoes, dust storms, blizzards. When the Cottonwood River floods, some families simply retreat to the second floor of their homes.
Well, when it's time for meals, they put on their rubber boots and they go downstairs and sit at the kitchen table in 3 feet of water.
William Least Heat Moon's odyssey to Chase County, Kansas, has resulted in a wonderful book about an America that is all but gone. It's called Prairie Earth, published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. William Least Heat Moon was worried about how his book, Prairie Earth, was going to be received by the people of Chase County, Kansas. The book is an exhaustive study of the county and its people.
I am an environmentalist, and I think Prairie Earth makes some pretty strong statements about that. Not even everyone there is happy with those.
And William Least Heat Moon does not shy away from the racism felt by many in the county. Houghton Mifflin decided to officially launch Prairie Earth in the county seat of Cottonwood Falls. Heat Moon sat in the rumbled seat of a 1929 Model A Ford, which rattled down the main street to the courthouse lawn.
And they'd set up a big flatbed trailer and decorate it with crepe paper, and I went up onto the flatbed truck and made a 10-minute speech and introduced many of the people of the county who appear in the book.
There are only 3,000 people in Chase County, Kansas. 1,500 of them bought copies of Prairie Earth that day.
Some of the people who came through the line for me to sign their book, I had heretofore thought that they were illiterate. They may have been buying the book for almost as a memento, perhaps, of the event.
Each section of the book opens with a series of quotations or observations about Kansas from well-known or not-so-well-known writers. William Least Heat Moon subtitles his book, A Deep Map.
What I try to do is to suggest to the reader notions that will draw them into the depth of history that lies over this section of the Flint Hills of Kansas.
William Least Heat Moon, author of Prairie Earth, is a voyager along the blue highways of America and a chronicler of the land and its people. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.